Do you believe that you can heal yourself? Too often we give our power away to something outside of ourselves, and rarely, if ever, trust and tap into our innate healing power and intuition. Everyone has this capability to heal in ways we never thought possible. It's your sovereign right to claim and have true health and lasting wellness. Now, here is the host of the Dr. Dolores Show, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in our amazing universe. And welcome to another episode of the Dr. Dolores Show. I got a question for everybody. What if the unseen was actually running the show? Think about that for a second. And I'm not just saying, you know, running the country, but actually running your show, you know, like running who you are and stuff like that. So indeed we are, because we're energy and frequency and vibration. So today's show is going to be addressing energy, frequency, and vibration, the invisible blueprint of your life. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, your host. And we're on the Inspired Choices Network. And, you know, there's a lot of buzzwords, you know, energy, frequency, vibration. And, you know, when we are living, you know, first of all, everything is energy. We're energy. We're just a denser form or a denser vibration or frequency of energy. Because if you were to put a human body or anything that you see in my office right here, if you're on the video, it's energy. And if you were to put these things under a high powered microscope, you would see that it is vibrating really rapidly. We're just denser forms. And this is when it's denser, this is what we're able to see. But what about those things that we aren't able to see, like, you know, our thoughts, our emotions, maybe our beliefs, our ancestral lineage, dimensional aspects of who we are? This is all like radio waves, okay? And it's like dialing into a different radio station to change the frequency and vibration. So when we talk about energy, it really is the building block of the universe, because everything, like I just was saying, everything, your body, your thoughts, your emotions, your home, even the space in between, all vibrates with energy. That's just what it is. And I know that, you know, a lot of people, you know, need to see the science behind that. And I believe quantum physics really talks and addresses that issue. So it's not an unknown. This is actually truth. Okay. Everything vibrates with energy. And this is not just, you know, it's about everything being in constant motion. So vibration is the rhythm or pulse of that energy and how quickly or slowly sometimes it moves. And actually we are in charge of our vibration. We could actually accelerate it or slow it down. I know that's kind of an interesting thing that people are like, well, how is that possible? If you talk about like stretching time, okay, for an example, because time is a man-made concept here on Earth. And have you ever been like running late for an event and you know you're not going to be on time? I invite you to just say, I'm always on time, and watch the vibration stretch and expand so that you will be on time. I know I've done that numerous times. I actually stopped wearing a watch probably about 37 years ago when I moved from the East Coast to the West Coast. And I just was relying on tuning into the frequency of, quote, man-made time, basically, and being able to manipulate that. So I was always a minute or two within what the clock actually said without even having a clock. It's also like being able to tap into what's going on in a room or, you know, at work. And like I said, I don't rely on a phone at all, and I still practice in the hospital setting, and I could always feel when it's time for me to go into the room, because they're getting, you know, in the operating room, the patient's getting ready for surgery. I know when it's the right time to go in, because so interestingly is that I could feel that vibration. And as I'm walking down the hall, my phone will ring saying, "We're ready for you in this room." So it's just like I was already tuned in, and I was always in motion to go into the room. So that's what I mean by vibration and expanding and tapping into it and manipulating it. So I invite you just to play with this sometime. If you are ever running late, for an example, you know, to a meeting, just, you know, sit in your vehicle or sit wherever you are and just take a deep breath and bring your essence back into your body and just say, "I'm always on time," and just observe what happens. Usually you will be on time because something else will be happening that maybe is actually creating the meaning of running late, or, you know, you are there quicker than you can anticipate. So just play with that. You know, frequency is another thing that we talk about with vibration, frequency, and energy. And it's the specific rate at which something vibrates. It's like like tuning into a radio station. Every channel operates at a different frequency, and you have to match it exactly to receive the signal clearly. So an example would be, you know, say you have a radio station, and every channel, every station, or you have a radio, and every different frequencies are different stations. For example, you might have one frequency being opera, one frequency being jazz, one frequency being rock and roll, one frequency being, country music. Okay, so whatever frequency you're in that frequency. You could change your frequency to something else and be in a different modality. So it's not about dragging your old stuff with you where you're going. It's just, I'm going to say, dialing into a higher frequency or a different frequency, just like in a radio station with the different channels, with the different, you know, types of music. So just for an example here, low frequencies are very dense and usually connected to fear, shame, anger, illness, and stagnation, okay? Low frequencies are, what we kind of witness in our third dimensional reality, where there is the dichotomy and the positive and the negative, and or the love and the fear. It's like the fear, the shame, the anger, the illness, the stagnation. These are all low vibrating frequencies, and usually what society kind of runs on. They focus on, you know, ambushing people by getting into, oh, well, let's just scare them so they're into fear, or just let's shame them if they're not doing something, or let's just keep them stuck so we could control them. These are all demonstrations of low frequencies. Now, in contrast, high frequencies are light. They're not dense like low frequencies. They're connected to love, joy, healing, inspiration, and flow. It's about vibration. It's about, you know, abundance. It's about prosperity. It's about community, versus low frequencies is more about ego and being self-centric. So when your body, mind, and spirit operate on a spectrum of frequency, the more aligned you are with love, truth, and authenticity, the higher your personal vibration becomes. Okay, that is so key important. It's like your vibration kind of preempts who you are before you enter a room. Okay, people could feel that before you are there. And I believe as humanity continues to awaken and evolve, this is going to be more and more the norm than not. So also remember energy as the invisible architect of your life. So, you know, Our energy field is often unseen, but like I was saying, like pretend that energy is a radio station and our frequencies are different channels. So our physical experiences are probably the manifestation from those intentions, traumas, beliefs, past lives, imprints, and soul blueprint. So what we are, like, I'm going to give the example, the visual of like an iceberg, okay? We know that we see the tip of the iceberg, but underneath the surface of the water is the unseen part of the iceberg that sometimes is way bigger than the tip of the iceberg. So if you could use this as an analogy, what you see above the water of that iceberg is what we could physically see. Okay, we see that, we witness that. But below the surface are all the things that are moving and driving that tip of the iceberg, such as our emotions, whether or not we've experienced them or not, because that's all energy, our thoughts, our beliefs, what we believe about ourselves, what's been passed down ancestrally that we've taken on as our truth, which in essence is not, but we somehow, you know, through ancestral lineage have, you know, taken on family dynamics that are no longer ours or no longer true for us. Also underneath that surface of the iceberg that you can't see is our connectedness to ourselves. It is how we show up. It's our spirituality. It's our ability to trust our innate wisdom that is there for us. All this stuff is below the surface of the water. It's hidden. So it's like unconscious. So when we're aware of this, this is like, you know, breaking down what the human experience is, okay? And so all the stuff that's below the surface is actually contributing to what we are witnessing in the physical. It's driving the show. It's the invisible blueprint that is running your life. Now, how do we shift that if, for some odd reason, you're no longer liking what you're physically witnessing? It's really about raising your frequency and vibration to a higher essence of yourself. And when you're able to do that, you will be creating more and more things that are going to be aligned with who you are. So think of your energy like an energetic magnet, drawing in relationships, situations, and outcomes that mirror your internal vibration. What you're attracting in your life, even though it seems like a repeating pattern, maybe, maybe not, but it's like your external creation of what you're attracting in your life is connected to what is deeper underneath that surface of the iceberg that you're witnessing. It's helping create that. So if you're not liking what you're creating out there, you know, you may want to ponder this. Maybe it's time to look a little deeper and to see where you are harboring something that's a similar vibration to what you're seeing that you're not liking. So we've been talking a lot about frequency, vibration, and energy today on the Dr. Dolores Show, and we're getting ready to go on our first break. And when we come back, we're going to expand a little bit more on energy, frequency, and vibration. And so stay tuned, and when we come back, I'll share some more with you.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What?, your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores@drdoloresfazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And if you're really enjoying what we're talking about and, you like what you're hearing, just follow, like, and review the Dr. Dolores Show on your favorite broadcasting platforms and help us reach more hearts by sharing the energy. So before break, we were talking about vibration and frequency, about high and low vibrations, and the invisible energy that is the architect of your life. And before break, we were talking about, think of your energy like an energetic magnet. So I just want to give an example to really drive this home for people. Someone who unconsciously holds a belief of unworthiness may attract toxic relationships or sabotage success, not because they want to, because their frequency is aligned with lack, not worth. So what we need to do is keep working on changing that inner frequency, allowing the unconsciousness to become conscious, so now we could do something with it. It's like awakening the sleeping giant that's inside, that's running the show, and hopefully transforming it, transmuting it, transcending it to something that is more aligned with who you are. So let's talk about our body as an energy system. Our body is an energy system, and it, you know, we've heard the word chakras, which are energy centers, and meridians, which are energy channels, and our aura, which is the electromagnetic field around your body. This is all energy. What we have to remember is that when we look at like Chinese medicine, you know, acupuncture has been around for 5,000 plus years, maybe longer. So that form of medicine or therapy has been helpful for 5,000 years. Let's face it, we're still using it. So, you know, obviously it's been here for 5,000 years. It works. Okay. Chakras, you know, we look at, you know, probably Ayurvedic type of thing, energy field. That's another, ancient, you know, health medical concept. And that's been around for thousands of years. So these people were onto something as far as, you know, energy and a frequency before it's become like vogue. And then our aura, you know, that's the energy of everything that we've ever had in our life, every experience. So, you know, every thought, every feeling, every experience impacts the system. When energy flows freely, you experience vitality, clarity, and well-being. When it's blocked, it shows up as physical illness, emotional distress, and spiritual disconnection. So when, just for an example, emotions are energy. When we don't experience the emotion, we repress that energy and cause like an energetic congestion. So it's like we have pockets of, if you could imagine bubbles, these are pockets of unexpressed energy that are emotions. Okay. How many people have like dipped their toe in the pool of emotion and you're just like, whoop, no, thank you. I'm not going into that. And then they shut down. So maybe they partially experienced that. Or maybe you grew up in a household where you weren't allowed to feel or express your emotions. You had to ignore them and pretend they weren't there. Well, you know, if you continue to ignore them and pretend they're not there, remember those little bubbles of energy that I was telling you about? They keep accumulating in your energy field, in your aura. And they become like stuffing a knapsack that's bursting at the seams, and it's got to go someplace. So what it does, it goes into the physical body, and it starts, you know, raising interesting situations for people, and it's just interesting creations on a medical aspect of, you know, illnesses or even in stuckness and congestion. So, you know, have any of you ever felt like you were stuck? Sometimes that is something about a traumatic experience that just gets bogged down in your energy field. So sometimes just working on balancing out your chakras, or also maybe your meridians by acupressure or acupuncture, sometimes this allows the chi, which is energy, to move and freely flow through your body. Healing happens when you allow energy to flow again through awareness, presence, and intention. So just to recap, just know that when you don't experience your emotions, you become energetically congested. When you're energetically congested, you get stuck. And one way to release that is to balance out your energy field by, you know, balancing out your chakras, also maybe doing some acupressure or acupuncture. So another thing to remember, your vibration is always broadcasting, okay? You're always emitting a vibrational frequency, whether you're aware of it or not. And it's just like a tuning fork. You know, when you vibrate a tuning fork and you hold it nearby, you could feel the vibration of that tuning fork. Your energy impacts those around you. So imagine you as a vibrating tuning fork. You're vibrating at this certain frequency. And when you, maybe it's the frequency of love. And when you're around people, it's just like you notice. You don't have to say anything. You just notice people and how they respond to that. Now, do an example. If you were vibrating the frequency of I hate you and I hate my work, it's just like, you know, your energy impacts, it's going to ripple out to people around you. They're going to feel that, because that's just how vibration and frequency are. And as we become more and more aware and awake, you're going to be noticing this more so than not. So vibration is communication without words. Your energy enters the room before you do. And this is so very true. People could feel your presence and your essence before you even get there physically. Just try and play with that, you know, to see if you could figure out who's coming into your room without looking, just by the energy. People feel you. your confidence, your peace, and your fear, even if you say nothing. So I just crack up because I work with a lot of young people, like, you know, millennials, Generation Xers, and these young people are really funny because they actually, I've learned a lot from them. It's just fun to be around them because they, you know, we're like teaching each other. So they love it. They say, Dolores, your eyes have subtitles. I just cracked up because they could feel what, you know, I'm kind of thinking. They feel you and they know like what's coming out and they could feel the essence. So that's pretty funny as well. So when your vibration rises, you begin attracting higher frequency individuals, opportunities, and synchronicities. This is very true because like attracts like, no matter if you're higher vibrating or lower vibrating. You're lower vibrating if you're in a lot of negativity, you know, a lot of judgment and criticism, you're going to attract more and more people who are aligned with that. This is why it is, you know, environments, people, and situations can either feel energizing or draining. It's all about the emotional and, well, the vibrational resonance that creates the emotional resonance as well. So, you know, that's a lot. That's a big piece to really like sit and chew on for a bit because everywhere you are, here you are. And you're vibrating, your vibration is always broadcasting. So, you know, let me give you an example. We've all been around people who are just not the most pleasant to be around. They're miserable. They're like, they blame everything on everything else without even holding up the mirror to themselves. Oh, you know, I hate my job. You know, I'm being treated horribly, even though they're not. And it's just like, they just don't feel, you know, they're not aligned with, the job isn't aligned with them. So they quit and they move to another job and the same repeating patterns happen. And maybe they decide, well, you know, maybe if I move to a different part of the country, that'll be better. Well, they go to a different part of the country and the same story. So question, what's the common denominator? It's the individual. What are they vibrating and putting out there that they keep creating? So when we are taking ownership of our stuff, our vibration, our frequency, and our energy, this is where we could have amazing, miraculous, and synchronistic things because we are aligning with the truer essence of who we are because we are all love at the core. We are love, appreciation, respect, and high vibrating. It's about transitioning to the fifth dimensional reality where this is going to be the common thing, where it's about community, where it's about moving, you know, together and supporting each other and coming from abundance, not lack or fear, coming from love instead of fear and, you know, scarcity. So just, you know, this is something to think about. And if you feel like you're starting to wake up and realize, oh my gosh, this is me. And I'm realizing that my life isn't quite what I had thought it was because you've been going on automatic and taking on external things as your truth instead of really digging deep within yourself, you're awakening. And if that sounds like you, I invite you to our monthly membership community called I'm Awake Now What, where we actually talk about things that are happening within people. Every week we cover a topic, and if this is alignment with you, I really feel that this could be of support to you and allow you to really dig in deeper with some resources, some support, some healing, and most importantly, other like-minded people that are coming together. So if that sounds like something that you're leaning into, go visit my website, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, and tap on I'm Awake Now What and learn more about our community. So we're getting ready to go on our next break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about tuning into your frequency and recalibrating it. And also I'm going to take you through a guided meditation to put this all together so you can have an experience with that. So stay tuned and see you when we come back.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
And welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And we've been talking about frequency, vibration, and energy today, the invisible blueprint of your life. And, you know, before break, we were talking about everywhere you are, here you are, because your energy and your frequency come before you, and how we have energy in our bodies. And this has been proven way thousands of years ago, like for your meridians with acupuncture, Chinese acupuncture, and also your chakras, which are more of an Ayurvedic type of system. But it's like it's been the foundational component of healthcare practices and practitioners of the past. So I invite you to really explore that. And sometimes if something is aching or hurting, it could be blocked energy in your body. So it's another thing to look at instead of automatically taking a pill, running to the doctor and saying, you know, something's wrong with me. When it's not, it's looking at some other possibilities and integrating those other components into whatever medicine that you, whatever medicine you practice or that you go to for your health services. So let's tune into and learn how to recalibrate our frequency. You know, do you think that you could change your frequency? I'm going to say, yes, you can. You are never caught in your current vibration. Sometimes it's an unconscious choice, okay? So I think one of the most important things to remember is self-awareness. This is probably the foundational piece of being able to recalibrate yourself, because when you're aware that what your thoughts, your emotions, and your patterns, you know, either they lower your vibration or raise your vibration, this is where you have the power to step in and make the shifts and changes. It's like when you're unaware, it's just like you're going on autopilot. When you have the self-awareness, you're observing and you're noticing that, oh, this is interesting. This is what's happening. It's important to do energetic hygiene, you know, make sure that you do some type of spiritual practice like grounding meditation, energy clearing, spending time in nature or breath work. This is important because this allows you to clear out your energy field and recalibrate and rebalance yourself. You know, intentional living is another way to recalibrate your frequency, and that is choosing your thoughts, your foods, your environments, and relationships that match your desired frequency. So, you know, you choose those situations that are vibrating with where you want to be instead of what you're currently creating. And, you know, being authentic too is, I think it's so important. And we hear that buzzword of transparency and free authenticity, because your authenticity is a frequency. Whoever you are is going to show up in whatever way. When you speak and act in alignment with your soul, your frequency automatically rises. So it's kind of interesting when we watch what's happening in our political arena, in our world, of, you know, everybody boasts the thing, oh, we're being transparent and authentic, but you could see right through that. This is an example of being out of alignment with what the soul is wanting and what the actual world is seeing. Okay. So think of, you know, it, think of ways of recalibrating your frequency as energetic fine-tuning. You know, just as an instrument needs to be tuned to play in harmony, like a guitar, or, you know, if you're, you know, if you play clarinet or flute or whatever, you can attune your being to the resonance of love, clarity, and abundance and grace. So it's like we're retuning ourselves so we could be in energetic alignment, okay? So we're going to segue into a guided meditation right now. And in this meditation is on frequency, vibration, and energy. What I need you to know is this: your body knows the truth of your frequency. Your energy remembers who you are. So let's begin by settling in and just find a comfortable seated or lying position and allow your eyes to gently close and take a long, slow breath in through your nose. And hold it for a moment and exhale softly through your mouth. And take another deep breath and release. With each breath, allow yourself to drop more deeply into the moment. Now visualize roots growing from the base of your spine and the soles of your feet, reaching deep into the earth. With every exhale, feel yourself becoming heavier, more grounded, and more supported. Now, bring your awareness to the base of your spine. Gently shift your attention up through your body, slowly. Feel into your hips, your belly, your chest, your throat, your head. Where do you feel tightness? Where do you feel flow? This is your energetic landscape. Just notice what's there. You're not trying to fix anything, just witnessing with compassion. Now, imagine your body surrounded by a soft field of light, your energy field. It shimmers and pulses in color and motion. How close or far does it extend from your body? Take a moment to feel the frequency you're currently holding. What's the emotional texture? Does it feel light or heavy, expansive or restricted, fast or slow? Allow yourself fully to experience it. No need to label it good or bad, or judge or criticize. It's just information, energy in motion. Now, imagine a golden column of light descending from above, your soul's essence, pure, high frequency energy. It touches the crown of your head and begins to pour into your body like warm honey. Feel it moving down through your head, relaxing your face and jaw, down your throat, softening your voice and expression, flowing into your heart, clearing old pain, grief, and walls. Now imagine this light gently humming, a soothing frequency, almost like a tone that resonates with your soul. You might hear a sound or feel a vibration. Let that sound expand throughout your whole body. It's retuning you to your soul's original frequency, your divine energetic blueprint. Now, place your hand over your heart. Breathe here into your heart space. Silently repeat to yourself, I give myself permission to return to my true vibration. My energy is clear. My frequency is aligned. My vibration is love. And just allow this resonance to reach every cell of your body and witness yourselves lighting up, vibrating, reorganizing into harmony. Feel what it's like to be in alignment, not just emotionally, but energetically. Feel the stillness, the peace, the wholeness. Now visualize your energy field expanding 3 feet, 6 feet, 10 feet in all directions. And notice how the world feels when you are radiating from your soul's vibration. Notice how others might feel around you. This is you, broadcasting your truth effortlessly. And now anchor this frequency in your body by gently pressing your feet into the floor, rolling your shoulders, and taking one last deep breath. When you're ready, gently open your eyes, bringing this vibration, this awareness, and the deep sense of energetic alignment with you as you return. You are energy, you are vibration, you are the blueprint. And welcome back, everybody. We're going on our last break of our show, and you're listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And when we come back, we'll wrap it up on frequency, vibration, and energy, the invisible blueprint of your life. So stay tuned.
Do you trust your instincts? Many of us don't. Yet this is the key to connecting to your innate healer within and your intuition. Tune in to the Dr. Dolores Show with nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer, Dr. Dolores Fazzino, to receive insights and tools to realign with your inner wisdom for lasting health and true wellness. Listen for the Dr. Dolores Show, Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Ready to break free from complacency? Welcome to I'm Awake, Now What? Your monthly invitation to embrace conscious living. If you've been feeling lost or stagnant, this is your chance to awaken your purpose. Join our transformative conscious wake-up office hours every month for guidance and self-discovery. Experience the power of clarity and focus as you navigate towards holistic healing and empowerment. Don't just survive, thrive. Sign up now and unlock a wealth of benefits, including enhanced well-being, stress reduction, emotional healing, and connection. It's time to ignite the flames of purpose within and start your journey to a fulfilling life.
This is the Dr. Dolores Show with Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to Dolores at DrDoloresFazzino.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everybody. You've been listening to the Dr. Dolores Show on Inspired Choices Network. And I'm Dr. Dolores Fazzino, nurse practitioner, medical intuitive, and energy whisperer. How was that guided meditation? What was that like for you? You know, if you really like what you're hearing on our show, I just invite you to follow, like, and review the Dr. Dolores Show on your favorite broadcasting platforms and help us reach more hearts by sharing the energy, vibration, and frequency. So, you know, we talked a lot today about vibration, frequency, and energy. These are like the buzzwords that are happening right now. And I believe as more and more people awaken and become aware, moving from unconsciousness to consciousness to unawareness to awareness, or what some people call being woke is a good thing. thing, people, because this is when you're going to be able to step into your power and take your control back. So for those people who are awakening and are seeking community, please reach out to us. We have a community called I'm Awake Now What, where we talk about everything that is challenging for us awakening people. And we have weekly little broadcasts, my partner and I, Cozy Stankatis, who's a body talk practitioner, and me being an energy worker. We are helping, our goal is to help maneuver people through this transitionary time for them. So go to my website. If you're waking up, go explore what's going on. Go to my website, drdoloresfazzino.com, and tap on I'm Awake Now What to get more information. So we're going to share some five takeaways from our episode today in regards to frequency, vibration, and energy. Your energy precedes your presence. You are communicating vibrationally before you speak. It's almost like being telepathic, which is a frequency vibration as well, too. Mental telepathy. Frequency is not just a feeling, it's a signal. You're either broadcasting coherence or chaos. Remember this. Frequency is not just a feeling, it's a signal. You're either broadcasting coherence or chaos. You are not a passive recipient. You are a conscious creator. You are actively in tune, and you could raise your frequency. Remember, everything is connected through energy, and it's not linear either. It's more of a matrix. Everything is connected together in ways you have no idea. So healing, transformation, and manifestation all begin at the energetic level. And lastly, remember, you are the architect of the blueprint. By aligning your vibration, you align your entire life path. So I just want to share some closing thoughts. The unseen isn't something to fear. It's the very foundation of your lived experience. When you begin to honor the frequency you hold and reclaim your creative power, As you attune to your higher vibrations, life doesn't just happen to you, it begins to unfold for you. Your energy is your legacy, your essence, and your message to the universe. Don't underestimate the power of your invisible self. It is guiding you always towards your highest evolution. And I'm just going to leave you with a quote from Albert Einstein. And remember, everything in life is vibration. So, that's a lot to kind of bite off and chew. And, this is something that may be new for people or maybe not. But it's always a great reminder that we are in charge and we're in more control than you know. We can create anything that we care about. So next week on the Dr. Dolores Show, I'm going to have a special guest, and his name is Jeffrey Feldberg. And we're actually going to talk about the link between your health and your wealth. Do you think there's a link there? There absolutely is. And Jeffrey Feldberg is going to share more about that in our episode next week. So the question is, what if your greatest wealth isn't in your bank account, but in your body? Something to think about. We're going to look at the overlooked connection between health and wealth with our special guest, Jeffrey Feldberg, who's an entrepreneur and founder of Deep Wealth. And we're going to discover your physical well-being directly, how it directly impacts your ability to create, sustain, and expand your financial prosperity, and why ignoring your health may cost more than you think. So stay tuned next week, because I feel that this is a show that shouldn't be missed, because remember, health, wealth are frequencies and vibrations. And where are you aligning to create that in your life? So thank you for listening, and I love you, and stay tuned next week, and reel in and just know that you are worth it. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Dolores Show. Dr. Dolores returns Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, 12 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, remember to be kind to yourself and create your best life. You are worth it.